This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Temperatures rising. That's the case. This song is dedicated to the global warming folks. Temperatures are rising, and they are. And it becomes old. And as a matter of fact, I find myself saying the same thing over and over again. So we can apply whatever logic we want to what happened in Hawaii and what's happening on the planet. And then, you know, you can decide who to worship after that. Speaking of people to worship, Jennifer Horn is here along with Jay Kirshner. Yes, I worship the ground you ladies walk on. Ooh, he. Ah.
Mm. About time.
What? That's very nice of you, Jennifer, to say that.
I'd like my palm fronds, and Jay would like her frozen grapes, so we'll wait
really?
Here.
I have, you know, actually, Megan loves, my daughter has been here for 3 weeks, and they went home for the weekend. She and I found in the freezer upstairs and downstairs grapes. She loves to freeze grapes.
Oh, they're delicious.
And I've always wondered, I like them too, but what's the benefit?
It's just, it takes the place of like a popsicle, probably.
Oh.
Sugar.
Okay, got it. All right, sugar is sweet, my love, and so are you. And speaking of sweetness, first 10 callers right now get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, 800-419-DOUG. That's it, 800-419-3684. Take a trip on me, in a manner of speaking. One of the things that we do during the course of this hour as we begin the week, or reviewing what happened last week and some of the things we talked about that are connected to the charts from Talkers Magazine, who's having what number one last week, Trump's legal battles. I noticed that his legal defense fund launched. So we always have these conversations with Jennifer because she's really up on top of it. I'm not saying, Jay, that you aren't. I'm not, frankly. So I turn it to the two of you. But Jennifer, because she does more of a political show in the mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles after she's here, and is the number one most popular radio personality in Los Angeles at the moment, and probably continuing on now until the 12th of never. The idea that he has a legal defense fund, which is different, apparently, you can help me understand this, than his campaign fund, and the fact that people are concerned about the ethical questions that are raised by all of this, you know, they're going to be the Trump detractors who will say, oh, what's that big typo? When they did you see that, Jennifer?
Yeah, it was an apostrophe omission,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah, like a big deal.
Right. It said support Donald Trump's Patriot Legal Defense Fund instead of Trump apostrophe S.
Right. All right. So, anyway, excuse me. I don't know how much further you can go with this.
Well, I think the story
the
is that
stuff over and over
Trump
again.
Has gained a lot of support. The more that the government is coming after him, the more he is picking up in support. You've seen that in the polls. Ron DeSantis was beating him in January in a lot of the polls, and now Trump is ahead by 40 points over everybody else.
Well, that's in part. I'll give you that to a point. But the other point is that people are figuring out what a kind of a doofus
But if they
DeSantis
didn't like DeSantis, there's also a lot of other people in the race. And
yeah.
Trump is gaining support where everyone else is fighting for a small amount of support. And so I think the reason that people are jumping into Trump's camp is because even if they were looking for someone else, they feel like he's being persecuted. And so they're jumping in. They're supporting him in big numbers. The money going to Donald Trump has been big, but so have his legal bills. So what they're trying to set up is a legal defense fund that will not suck away funds from the campaign, because I think when people are donating to Trump, they just think it can go into one giant coffer. And so he's looking, or at least his people are looking, for people to not only donate to his campaign.
Why do people donate to campaigns?
But can you also earmark what they want their donations to go towards specifically?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it may be you don't want to admit. Maybe you were one of those people who was like, well, I don't know if I want more of Trump. But then as the year went on and you saw everything coming against him, then you're one of the ones who want to support his legal fund rather than a presidential race. So there is a definition, but they are going to be watching this because they're going to want to see if there's cross mingling. You can't tell me that the IRS is not going to be all over this.
Of course, especially this IRS. All right, now speaking about the IRS and stories that continue, Hunter Biden was number two last week on the countdown. I noticed that now that Merrick Garland has elevated David Weiss to special counsel status, Republicans in Congress are opposing this. And why would that be? I would think all the Republicans would want to go get Hunter Biden.
Because this is a tactic by Merrick Garland to essentially protect Hunter Biden. So David Weiss is the one who created that deal, which would have given all future immunity to Hunter Biden, regardless of anything that he would have done. That was why Republicans didn't like this plea deal that he had taken that the judge broke apart. And he was the one who negotiated that. So now, after telling everybody he had all the power he needed, he came back and said, well, no, I need more power now. I'm a special prosecutor. So Merrick Garland lets him do it. That means that Republicans who want more information in regards to Hunter Biden or anybody that the DOJ, as I'll put air quotes around, looking at, they're going to be stonewalled. So they're not going to get any more information because it's now special counsel status. So basically, it's more protection that'll drag things out probably until after the election, and which it shouldn't be about the politics. It should be about, did the guy commit a crime? And we shouldn't be helping him out.
Everything's about politics. You know that.
We've got to get out of this mode where it's not just about politics. Is it... something good or something bad? Did Trump break the law? Did he not? Did Biden break the law? Did he not? Let's get to it and get on with it. It's like we just drag it all out.
All right. So the ups and downs of this, talking about Trump and how more people are supporting him, according to the info that you have, because of the persecution of him up and down and sideways. Now, that seems to not be the case with Hunter Biden and his father, to the point where there are a number of Democrats, not just Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but now this kid, who looks like a kid anyway, Dean Phillips, I don't know much about him. He's going to challenge President Biden for the nomination. He says that the probe into his son has, quote, compromised the president's image. And I agree with him 100%. The father can't, this is a double negative, so I'll turn it to a positive. He has to know what's going on with his son. It just doesn't make any sense when you see how close they are for him not to know anything about anything.
Of course that's true, and he's lied about not knowing, but that's not the crime. The crime is, did he set up the scenario for his son? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, does that bring more...
from the beginning that Joe Biden's a liar, he's racist, he's done some really bad things. Fine, he tells us he doesn't talk to his son, he lied about that, but did he defraud the country? That's what I want to know. Did he use taxpayer dollars?
That's the most important question. There are a lot of important questions about Trump and Biden, which brings about the potential for people to run against them. And we don't have a Republican president now. One wonders how this all will reflect on the Republican Party as they go into an election process. And the same is true on the Democratic side. This fellow Representative Dean Phillips says that the news every day, day in, day out, is something that will not only corrupt the business of Hunter being corrupt, certainly changes the image of his father, and you certainly maintain all along that you think he's corrupt anyway. So Phillips was being interviewed, I think, on Meet the Press. I don't think the president is corrupt. I think the investigation will show that. But this is an important part of the image, and the image is doing him in essence. We live in a partisanship era, and this son being attached to this president, people are concerned, and he puts that in quotation marks, too. So this guy looks like just another politician to me. But then, and he was interviewed by Chuck Todd, one of the great interviewers, Jennifer and Jay, of our time. I think we all know that Chuck is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And nobody, he can't do it, so apparently nobody can, under the circumstances. Anyway.
Nobody wants to. What happened to all of those kids, all of those young students in kindergarten, first grade who do that video? Do you remember doing that video of, here's what I want to be when I grow up? How many said president?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, and astronauts. Nobody says that.
And anymore. Police officers.
Yeah, nobody says that either.
By the way, there's a big NASA launch this week at Cape Kennedy. That'll be interesting to watch. We'll talk about that during the course of the week. At any rate, I mean, I don't know who this guy is, but I'm making a point here that really what's going on with Biden and his family is less than desirable for the Democrats. Now, here's another important Democrat, Joe Manchin, who says he's thinking about becoming an independent. What that will do, well, there are a couple of independents. They tend to vote with the Democrats. Certainly Bernie is one of them. Who are the other? There's a couple more.
Angus King was one.
Right.
Bernie was one. But they caucus with Democrats or Republicans. Well, in this case, both Democrats. So it doesn't necessarily
matter. Is Sinema?
Sinema is an independent now. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. What did you say, Jay?
I didn't.
I'm hearing things. I'm listening.
I know. I was like, maybe I missed it, too.
All right. So anyway, you got these people. So what do they do for the balance of power? What happens?
Maybe that you thought it was Jay. So that what I was just saying is that they caucus with whatever party. In this case, all three of them are caucusing with the Democrats, the ones I just mentioned and the ones you mentioned. So it kind of adds to their total. I think Joe Manchin is looking at how to save himself because he is running against the former governor of West Virginia for Senate. And that guy is a very popular Republican. West Virginia is super duper red. And so, you know, I think Joe Manchin's looking at what could be disrupting his gravy train. And so I think the move to independent is an interesting one, both in his Senate race, but also the prospects that he's another one they say may jump into the presidential race.
I remember when Joe Lieberman, remember him? I loved it, Joe. Yeah. I loved him. He was a senator
sensible.
From Connecticut. Wasn't he nominated as president?
He was vice presidential alongside of Gore and Lieberman.
Was it? Yeah. At any rate. So more politics. Hoo-ah. It's 18 after with Jen, Jay, and Doug on Good Day.
Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Thank you.
network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
At bargain.
Of every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the swinging mighty power.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Stephens' Good Day program. The focus on Elvis has a couple of different wrinkles to it. In this hour, Austin Butler, no relation to, what was Bieber's first name? What's his name? What's
Justin.
Bieber's
name? So close. Justin, yeah. Devastins.
Right. Yeah. All right, so Tom Hanks and Austin Butler were in this Elvis movie, and after the movie was over, Tom Hanks was concerned. He became friends with this youngster. Mr. Butler was 31, and so Hanks decided to pitch him on a miniseries that he was starring in because he felt he needed to get his head out of who Elvis was. He apparently got so into Elvis and the portrayal that he became Elvis. And Tom said he was trying to teach him something because Tom Hanks played Colonel Parker in the movie. And so as they were sort of digesting what happened after the movie was over, Tom Hanks said, "You've so immersed yourself so much in Elvis that for your mental health, it'll be wise for you to go straight into something else that's nothing like this."
Which is smart. I mean, that's really smart. We've seen it with other actors who immerse themselves so deeply into a character, especially when it's a real person
Joaquin
that their
Phoenix
character is based off of. Exactly.
Of
Jim Carrey's done it, where they have to seek
therapy
after this. And with Austin Butler, he got a lot of flack for continuing with the Elvis accent and the way he was speaking.
Right.
For months it took him months to pretty much drop that accent.
Yep. All right, the new Vanity Fair, the magazine I can actually put my hands on, has a big article about Riley Keough, who is the granddaughter of Elvis and the person who has inherited the Elvis empire since her mother, Lisa Marie, has passed. She looks just like her mother. If you see a picture of her, I think she looks just like her. And so this article talks about her life. It's sort of a picture gallery, much as anything else. She talks about Graceland. Says that once in a while we'd sleep there, but the tours would start in the morning. And we'd hide upstairs until they were over.
Well, and that's the thing. It was for her entire life. It was never a home. It was always a museum to her.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So she's on her own, right? She's struck out as an actress and a singer and that sort of stuff. She settled with her grandmother Priscilla. And, of course, that's all been made public. She is the sole trustee of Lisa Marie's estate, which is, the Graceland thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's paying Priscilla $1 million a year, and the legal fees that were that happened when. How do you fight with your grandmother about something
like
this?
Well, it's very fickle with this situation because they're not just a family. This is also like a business kind of situation.
Yeah. Right.
And. Yeah, it's and she also has to think about her two sisters, who also inherited a lot, but they're underage, so they can't really do anything. And you don't want to make decisions on their behalf.
Mm-mm.
It's a whole situation. And it seems like it didn't really tarnish the grandmother granddaughter relationship.
No,
that period of time it was stressful. But they both always maintained, and sources always maintained, that they are family first and foremost.
Yeah. She wouldn't have settled if she wasn't happy, said her lawyer. But there's also the whole business about what they're doing, how much charity they're involved in. So it's an interesting article. You want to check out Riley Keough and know who she is. I didn't know who she was. I hadn't paid much attention until just recently. So it's in Vanity Fair right now. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case, but think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is once again calling on all levels of government to accept asylum seekers.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine 4 gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians. Nika Magahis.
President Biden will host the Prime Minister of Japan and President of South Korea at Camp David Friday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement Tuesday, calling it a new era in trilateral cooperation between the nations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
That's all right, Mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. Well, I'm leaving town, baby. Leaving town for sure. Then you won't be bothered with me.
These are the Drifters with the original version of this song. No, actually, this song was around even before Elvis did it. This song goes, I think, back to the 40s, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't it? I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. And maybe even earlier than that. It may have been one of the songs that was connected to some of the early black movements. I've been vaguely remembering some of the stuff talking about it. Way back when I was a disc jerky in the 60s and 70s, that's a long gone memory. And perhaps better that I went in the direction that I went, because I'd probably be homeless if I was depending on being a disc jockey surviving what's happened in the last 40 or 45 years of the radio business, and especially now with AI. We're pretty safe here. Although, didn't you tell me, Jennifer Horn, always pleasure to have the company of Jennifer and Jay here on Good Day. Didn't you tell me, Jennifer, you use some kind of AI your morning program at KRLA. What'd you do?
We did a couple of different experiments. So we did, early on, we did ChatGPT and just had it write, like, you know, a press release or a bio. It gets it right. I mean, scary right. And fast, in about 10 seconds. That's the kind of thing that could replace human beings, especially people who write content and stuff.
Right.
But we just did on Friday. It was crazy. We took, if you can download a minute of someone talking straight to you, so like a Trump video, not a Trump rally, or a Biden video, not a Biden speech, you know, you could take a minute of clean content. You upload it into AI, and AI can tell you anything as those people. So we did it with Joe Biden. The Joe Biden one was much more authentic than Trump. And you can even change the way, like how you can have younger-sounding Joe and you can have older-sounding Joe. I mean, it's insane. We had young-sounding Joe Biden say that he loved listening to The Morning Answer. And you wouldn't think that it wasn't him. You would think
you knew that was AI.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, we just needed it to say something, right?
Yeah,
and,
right. No,
and
I got
so
it.
We had, the Trump one was not as on point. Like, you could tell there was a little something weird with the Trump one. But,
you mean the way he sounded?
Yeah, the way the AI came out. But the AI young Joe Biden was like you were talking to him 30 years ago. It was crazy. It sounded just like him.
That's still like that today, like 30 years ago. Okay, so we are reviewing sometimes during this hour as the week begins when Jen is here with Jay and me, some of the things from the charts, the talk radio countdown from last week. And so the whole business of the war, the Russian-Ukrainian war, number 8 this past week. I noticed over the weekend that the Russians fired warning shots to stop a cargo ship that was traversing the Black Sea. So these warning shots were that apparently they were concerned, or they say that the manifest of the ship had been phonied up. That what was actually going on was armaments being sent in, and so they stopped the ship for inspection. The defense ministry in Moscow said that there were there were munitions. They sent an attack helicopter to land on the vessel. That certainly is a warlike movement. And you gotta wonder, when you look at some of the pictures coming from there, it's just the provocation. And the stuff that keeps going on, you could play this game. You know, you've heard about war games, right? Playing war games.
Yep.
This stuff could go on forever and ever. These guys could be at it. You know, how long some of the breakaway states, you know, think about history, how long were certain countries at war with other countries? It went on sometimes for decades and decades and decades. Russia said that the warship fired warning shots when the captain failed to respond to a request to stop. Now, the only question I have is to whether or not this is international waters, whether they were far enough out. I'm guessing they weren't, or the Russians wouldn't have dared. If you do that out, you know, that's a provocation. And as much as, you know, there's a lot of talk, well, we're going to go to war with you guys, you support. Putin's a coward. He's a chicken. And so he only picked on the Ukrainians because he thought he could beat them, and time has certainly proven that wrong.
Yeah, he thought this whole thing would take 3 days top.
Yeah, right, yeah. So now,
but they're also, I think, enriching themselves at this moment. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're in this holding pattern where now they figured out how to start profiting from it.
Right.
And so it's going to be ongoing. The fact that our munitions, like our guns, that we sent to Ukraine ended up in Africa? Like, how did they get to Africa?
They were sold, thank you, on the black market.
Right.
Yeah. The dark web.
That makes people nuts.
Ooh. Yeah. So, you know, why aren't we watching them more carefully is the question, it seems to me, more closely guarding what is the present from you and me, in essence. Yep.
I'm anti-Putin. I don't want Russia to think they can just invade any country. But at the same time, you have to acknowledge the corruption that is just breeding in Eastern Europe, particularly.
It's all over the Eastern European countries. Yep. Okay. Next up, the temperature of the water here, back to This is related to what's going on in Hawaii, I suppose, because it's going on around the planet, and we have these people that are pounding the drum on global warming. Yes, it is a problem. Yes, the Earth is changing, and we can argue from now until the 12th of never about what's causing this, but the facts are that the temperatures are increasing in the water. And so will that intensify the hurricane season? That's the question. The people at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, say this season will likely be a strong one. They've been saying that, though, for the last two or three years, and it hasn't been. And they usually judge it by what happens at the beginning of the season, i.e., June 1st is the beginning, and it goes to November. But I love this. The news headline could be record-breaking. Do you realize what phony baloney headlines these are? It could be. Maybe. It's a possibility. Okay, so what does that do for everybody? What do you know for sure? What I know for sure is there's a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean that basically helped make the situation on the island as bad as it was because of the winds. The hurricane has stayed away out in the ocean. It's 200-300 miles away to the west of the Hawaiian Islands chain, but still that influenced what went on here. But that's a fact versus what they say. Now, the fellow who runs the National Weather Service says that, quote, there are new tools, a new hurricane model, new hurricane analysis and forecast system. And so with that, we can look into the outlook 7 days ahead of time to see whether, you know, there's going to be a problem or not. They can put the data in, and they can tell 7 days, they say, before an Atlantic storm develops. And because it's El Nino, this is something you and I, Jennifer, for years and years and years and years and years have talked about, El Nino versus La Nina. Yeah. This is an El Nino year. It was La Nina for the last 2 or 3 years. And so that may add to it. May, I'm looking at this, they say, it may be one of the factors to consider. Well, all of this stuff, do we have hurricanes in the fall on the east? Yep, we do. Florida Keys, who knows? The water there is like 100 degrees or something. Right.
Stuff with Hawaii, though, it seemed like really the perfect storm.
It was, yeah.
I mean, I know it's really easy to just say, well, it was all global warming or all this, but you had weather models that surprised everybody because they thought the hurricane was going to be way far south. They didn't realize it was going to create that wind tunnel.
So that's the point I'm making you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
They made all of these prognostications, and they turned out not to be true.
Right, which happens how often? Like all the time, right?
Yeah,
Then the other thing that I just heard is that Maui Electric now, I guess there are people who have come forward saying they saw the spark.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were concerned about how it got started. And so
I think
is something we hear in California all the time. It gets windy, a spark, and then all of a sudden, there you go.
Well, you would have the story about this because this is what happened with the horrible fire up in Santa Clara. What was it, three? How many years ago? Three, four?
Three
five
or four years ago? Probably 4 years ago.
A complete creation of PG&E.
Yeah.
And the government, the collusion between the government of California and at that time Governor Brown and them.
Well, the dirty secret is that Governor Brown in our state of California gave them limited liability on fire. So there was a cap in how much damage they would have to pay out. So instead of hardening their lines and their infrastructure, they said, well, it's worth it for us to just, if you know there's a catastrophe, pay the people off. And so they did that because the priority in the state was to do all these green initiatives. So they spent all their money and resources that they would have done in upkeep of lines on getting up to green initiatives. Now, I don't know much about Hawaii, but I know it's pretty darn liberal and down the road of climate change. I would wonder if the same thing is given, if they're saying, okay, get on the green wagon and make sure you have all of these things up to standard. Meanwhile, their infrastructure's falling apart.
Yep. Speaking of Florida and the heat, you see the story of the drivers pulling 32 cars out of a lake in Florida?
I did not.
This is the lake that is it joins the Miami International. Divers were searching for the family of a family that disappeared. And they found the family in the car, but then they found 32 other cars that are all involved in various cold cases. So the mob, when they want to get rid of somebody in Florida, they put them in the car, they kill them, and then they were dropping the cars in this lake. 32 cars. discovered in this lake.
The water's rising.
Yeah. There you go.
Another delivery from Joey the Brick.
I want to know what you think of this. A lot of attention has been focused on Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who says he doesn't think systemic racism exists. He's trying to make the doesn't he use the phrase woke supremacy
and turn that into a thing? He might. That sounds,
I think,
not out of line.
No. The focus on some of the concern about how slaves develop skills, that stuff in Florida that DeSantis wanted taken out of the curriculum and all the other stuff, the stuff about slavery. Scott did say there's no silver lining to it, which of course there is not. But there are people who say that he is a, not Tom Brown? Who
Uncle
is the
Tom.
Uncle Tom, that was it. He's an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, because he happens to be a black person.
A black Republican.
Agrees with conservative principles.
Ooh, yeah.
The whore.
Well, Larry Elder was the same way.
Yeah, and they called him names, too.
Yep. So, is there a thing, he's been called a hypocrite by other both Republicans and Democrats.
The reason they're calling him a hypocrite is why he's explaining his position, and that is...
Why should he have to?
Well, no, but his grandfather grew up picking cotton in the South. Mm-hmm. And so from his grandfather to his mother to now him, a sitting United States senator, that's an incredibly inspirational and powerful story. And so he's saying there is possibility in this country.
Yes, and that's the thing that I wanted to underscore here. The Democrats and the left-leaning media, like the Times and the Globe, all want to make this guy out to be somebody who should be ashamed of himself because he's a black Republican. Give me a break. 48 after here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
T3 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly. Some people want to lose weight during menopause. Some people want to lose weight the fast, natural way. Some people who are older want to lose weight. There are all kinds of pros and cons as to when to lose weight, how to lose weight, but the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off or not. So Elizabeth Miller is here to talk about how that work, how that function works using Calitrin, and of course lots of other things that are part of Calitrin's success, but keeping the weight off, isn't that the most important thing?
That's the ultimate goal for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, fad diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing, you know, meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. But the way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger, when you were working with a lot of lean muscle, when you had a lot of collagen protein in your body. So you're revving up your metabolism naturally, so you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product. Now, a lot of people will ask, you know, what about after I get off the product, what happens then? Well, really, it takes time, over time, for you to lose that muscle tissue again. Now, if you're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. If you're more active, which most people taking Calitrin, and when you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. So our people tell us they've lost, not only lost the weight, but they feel better, they're exercising more, they're eating healthier, they're getting into better routines and habits because you just overall feel better with this product. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it. I've lost 40 pounds with it myself. I use it now just for maintenance. I usually get it back out, you know, around the holidays,
yeah,
or if I want to lose a little bit of weight before I go somewhere. But I'm telling y'all, it's different than everything else out there because it is good for you. Now, I should also note this. It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it. There's no appetite, no direct appetite suppression that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's just not going to happen. That's not how healthy weight loss works. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping. Even some people, I'm dreaming again. You're getting to that more restful, restorative stage cycle of sleep. And so you're sleeping better. Then you start to notice the joint pain going away. You're able to move more. You can exercise easier. The joint pain and the muscle pain is starting to subside, so you're feeling better. And then around the 1 month mark is when you're going to start noticing your clothes fitting better. The inch loss, the pounds start coming off, less bloating. And after that is when you can expect steady weight loss. You know, healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That is where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. So our 90-day supply of Calitrin is where our huge 86% success rate is. So definitely not a quick fix bad product, but it is healthy weight loss.
One of the things that I notice when people respond, because they do, they respond, obviously we're here to help people help themselves. We're selling a product. It works. I'm comfortable. You and I have been talking about this on the air for, what, 7 years, it seems, maybe even longer than that. I know that you've been around for almost 27 years, and the things that people ask me when, you know, the people, social media, they send you emails or whatever, somebody said that they had gone on a weight loss program that cost them $749 a month.
Wow.
And, yeah, they lost the weight, but then it came back again. And then there are all these meal programs. I mean, there's all kinds of programs. So keep in mind that Calitrin's success is built on success. Success breeds success. So check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is the website. What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
Well, right now we've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. The important thing is to get the best thing that's the right fix for you. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin on Good Day.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.